Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour One Podcast.
Signing day is gone, and we have some news perhaps on the Alabama coaching front that you may enjoy hearing and your phone calls. But let's see what the latest is. And this broke, about an hour or two ago. Chris Lowe reporting that Notre Dame offensive coordinator Tommy Rees, former quarterback there, has emerged as the top target for Nick Saban. Remember, Saban had the coach from Washington in on Monday, Grubb. He's also reportedly talked to Joe Moorhead, the former Mississippi State head coach. Tommy Rees has some interesting numbers in terms of Notre Dame's offense. They were 19th this year in FBS efficiency, 27th points per game, 36 overall. He's not considered one of the best offensive coordinators in the country. In fact, many have reacted with surprise so far that Saban has identified him. He has not been selected yet, but according to various reports, the Alabama Jet was spotted in South Bend. If you're going to interview the Notre Dame OC and you send a plane to South Bend, an airport with one gate, you're probably going to get some notice. So that's the big story out of Tuscaloosa and South Bend today. Everyone's still talking about NIL. And Brock Bauer says, you know what? I'm not accepting any NIL collectives. He's interested in a bigger picture story. We'll talk about that in a minute. Doesn't have to worry about the NCAA bylaw 19.7.3. In cases involving name, image, and likeness, offers agreements and or activities in which communications and conduct are subject to regulation, the infractions process shall presume a violation occurred if circumstantial information suggests that one or more parties engaged in impermissible conduct. That's why nobody understands the NCAA rules and nobody abides by them any longer. Pete Nakos joining us to get some more information and insight into that. Pete is with On Three. Pete, many thanks. Great to have you on. So help all of us, and especially me, understand what this is all about. How are you?
I'm good. It's a pleasure to be here, and thanks for having me on. I think this new bylaw from the NCAA is really just a move to try to prove that it actually wants to enforce the NIL policies put in place back in July 2021. Now, if they do that, I have no idea, Paul. They've been talking about it now for, 18 months? We've seen nothing happen. Obviously, they've started to poke around, and that is happening. But when they actually come down with something, who knows? And I think we'll believe it when we see it.
Yeah, and listen, I know they have to go through the motions, and that's really what NCAA people do the best. But to your knowledge, have we seen any real – forget enforcement. We know that hasn't happened. But any real investigation of anything since July 1st, 2021?
Yeah, so the one thing that we have seen and has really become public is John Ruiz, the Miami booster and CEO and owner of LifeWallet, he openly told me actually last June, and I wrote about this, that he sat down with the NCAA in Miami for a few days, and they had a conversation about what his company was doing, and obviously the deal that he had with Nigel Pack drew a lot of attention nationally. and they just kind of wanted to have a conversation and understand what his process looked like. And I'm sure they had some other questions too.
Yeah, Pete, not to get in the way of your reporting on that story, but it just seems to me that that was convenient for NCAA investigators just to take a nice vacation to South Beach and act like they were doing an investigation. Beyond that, let me ask you about this the story coming out of Tuscaloosa today. Apparently, they have made some changes down there. According to people in Tuscaloosa, Greg Byrne has been the driving force behind trying to consolidate an NIL collective under one roof with a lot of zest. They released a video today. There's Saban, there's Nate Oates, there's Greg Byrne. Is there anything to read into that? Because Alabama seems like they're recruiting pretty well with whatever they were doing prior to this.
Yeah, so today's announcement was the formal launch of one of their new collectives. It's called Yay Alabama. It's been dubbed the official NIL entity of Alabama athletics. What that actually looks like, I think we'll have a better idea in a few months, but they're going to launch a subscription model for fans to raise money, and they're also going to help facilitate deals between Tuscaloosa businesses. It's really just a way so Nick Saban and Greg Byrne can get out there and talk NIL and hopefully draw some more attention from recruits. But as you mentioned, that really is not a concern, it seems like.
Pete, when you say subscription, help us understand what that really means and how that works in relation to funneling more money to the collective.
Yeah, so I mean, I like to listen to music, right? So I pay $10.99 a month for Spotify. An Alabama fan can pay $25, or it's actually $18 or $150, I believe, a month to this collective, and obviously the leaders of the collective will distribute the money as they see fit, but this organization has vowed to make sure 100% of all the donations raised go to Alabama athletes. So it's really a way to, for example, this past season, if a fan gave $18 a month, it would have got some more money in Bryce Young's pocket, for example, or Will Anderson. But both those players are doing just fine when it comes to the endorsement deals.
And Pete, just let's say Joe from Red Bay from our show decides he's going to put $18.95 into that. What does he get in return?
So, for starters, it would be an opportunity to say that I'm helping possibly draw talented recruits to Alabama because they might be attracted to the idea of possibly making money through this collective. But it also could be making sure that an offensive lineman doesn't enter the portal because this collective says we can set up a deal for you. Things like that. Roster retention is the name of the game right now for these collectives. So, yes, I think that it's almost trying to own a piece of a team.
I see.
That's obviously not what Nick Saban's trying to do there, but that would be the benefit of a fan.
So you're telling me you don't even get a complimentary Little
Debbie?
You might
Debbie. Get a T-shirt, too. Get a T-shirt, too.
I was thinking you might get a Little Debbie cream cookie from Nick Saban's personal private collection, but obviously not. Hey, Pete, thanks for your time. Really appreciate your knowledge, and we hope to get you back here soon.
Thanks, Paul.
Pete Nakos from On Three joining us. We are off and running, so the big story out of Tuscaloosa, it looks like now Tommy Reese is the new offensive coordinator target for Nick Saban. He struck out with the guy from Washington. He apparently tried to get Joe Moorhead. Remember, Joe Moorhead was the head coach at Mississippi State. Prior to that, he was really, really well thought of under Franklin at Penn State. He's now the head coach at Akron, I believe. And he apparently said no to Saban. So now Tommy Reese coming in with the private plane. And the Saban schmooze trying to lure him to Tuscaloosa. So what are we going to do today? We've already had our first guest, as you can tell. Deli will join us at the top of next hour, Ralph Russo. And a young man who played a big role in Florida, pulling one of the bigger upsets of the season, will join us in the final hour as we head to the break. Your phone calls are around the corner.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And good news for Jimbo Fisher and Nia Smith coming back, one of his top players. As could the narrative be changing in College Station for a better than expected season after a tough season last year? Let's begin the. And will someone else be calling plays for Ohio State? That's the story. Ryan Day has been the man. There's speculation he may not do it in the upcoming season. Nate Oates due for a contract extension and raise. He is one of the most heavily sought-after coaches in America. Florida basketball. And we'll talk to the star of last night's beatdown of Tennessee. Ricky is up next in Georgia. Hello, Ricky.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing today?
We are doing great. Thank you.
I'm a diehard Alabama fan. And I would find out about Tommy Rees. My mom's side of the family, they're diehard Notre Dame fans. And, I mean, you know, if it was Bryce Young was staying, it'd be one thing. But I'm trying to be open-minded with Jalen Milroe possibly being the quarterback. If you kind of look back at Tommy Rees, he had a lot of quarterbacks that could run the ball other than maybe Ian Book. They only were good at running the ball. So I'm kind of trying to be open-minded.
Yeah, well,
I really
I'll tell you what, you're going to need to be more than open-minded based on the reaction I've been getting from my Alabama friends. I don't know if he'll take it. I don't know if he'll be offered. But it's, so far, it's a surprising choice. Some of the other ones make a lot of sense, but this one does not yet. We'll get some more explanation later. How about Dustin in Tulsa? Hey, Dustin.
Good morning from Tulsa, Paul.
Dustin.
Hey, it kind of smells like high karate in here. Have you been on eBay looking for old bottles?
In fact, I did get some. I couldn't get high karate. I got I got canoe, Brute.
Yeah,
and a collector's bottle of Old Spice, meaning it's been in circulation for 50 years.
I think most Old Spice has been in circulation.
By the way, how could you tell? How could you tell if it was new?
Maybe I don't know. Maybe the cap. I'm not sure. I am going to find you a bottle of High Karate on eBay and have it on hand when I'm in Fayetteville, in case you guys get to come down this year. That'll be my gift to you.
I'll pour some on Tusk. Okay.
Absolutely. Tusk 6, the new one. We got
the new one, of course. Yes.
There. Yeah. I wanted to tell you, Coach Saban called me into his office, you know, as his new DC this morning. I was actually let go from the position because it turns out he was listening to the show yesterday and he heard your talk about the cookies and the little Debbies. And he said that amounted to collusion. So I had gone out and I'd already spent the money on the Defense for Dummies book. So if you could at least reimburse me that, I feel like that'd be a good break even. Just drop that check in the mail for me.
Would you mind if I bring it? It'd be cheaper to you know, with mail nowadays, you know.
Yeah, just next time you come to Fayetteville, bring it. Let me know. I'll run over. We'll see you there. Hey, real quick, I wanted to say something sincere and not at all joking. I didn't know a lot about you before I really started watching and calling into the show, but that call 2 days ago from the gentleman in Mississippi West, man, that just cemented for me, and I hope it did for you, that you guys are doing excellent work here. You're a very kind man. You're good to all these people. And whether or not you realize it, you really do reach into people's lives and touch them and brighten their day. And I know sometimes it can just seem like a radio or a television show, but you guys are really doing more important work than that. And it transcends sports. And I'm, again, I've said this before, but I'm thankful for you and all of your crew there, everybody that supports you.
Dustin, thank you. We all appreciate the kind words, and we will see you very, very soon. Thanks so much. Homebrew is in Georgia. Hello, Brew.
Hello, buddy.
Hi there.
How you doing?
We are doing well. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, I've been watching Paul a long time, hard to get in touch, but I love his show.
Thank you.
I mean, he's got a heart for everybody.
Well, Brew, that means a lot to all of us. Thanks for saying that.
Is this Randy?
No. Now, Randy is not here today. This is Paul. Paul, P-A-U-L.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. But
no. Who if I could ask you, Brew, who are you looking to talk to?
I was wanting to talk to Paul.
Okay.
Finebone.
Okay.
But I got something I want to run by him. I think he'll enjoy it.
Well, you are talking to him right now.
Paul Finebaum, this is Homebrew from Georgia.
Homebrew, I thought you would never call. Brew, I tell you what, Brew, is there a chance you have the TV on?
Yes, sir.
Okay, any chance you could turn it down for the duration of this call?
Yes, I sure got it turned down.
Okay. That will help us be able to communicate.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I talk to Paul now?
This is Paul. Paul, this is Paul. Paul is accounted for.
Okay, this is what I want to run by you, and you help me out with this.
Okay.
Isn't Bear Bryant the only college football coach to have two football players that went to the NFL, both of them were quarterbacks, both of them won their Super Bowls, and both of them were named most valuable players. Am I right or wrong?
Well, I know you're right because he had Namath, and of course
Bart Starr.
No, slow down. Bart Starr did not play for Coach Bryant.
Okay, my bad.
But Joe Namath did, and Kenny Stabler did.
Yeah, that's true, too. I forgot about the snake. Okay, you're right.
Thank you. But I think both Bart and I think both Kenny and Joe were MVPs.
Yeah, they were. Both of them were MVPs, so, if I'm not wrong. But.
Yeah, well, yeah, they played in pretty I think they missed by a year, but they were at Alabama in pretty close proximity. Bart came about 10 years earlier.
Yep. And, you know, I really enjoy the show, especially with Iron Man and Legend and all of the old dogs. I really enjoy it.
Well, I tell you what, Brew, you call again sometime. Thank you so much. Will is up next in North Carolina. Hello, Will.
What's going on, Paul?
You're doing great.
It kind of seems that Nick is having a hard time replacing, Bill O'Brien and whatever his name is. When you get Legend this afternoon, you ask him what's going on with that. It seems to me that he's really – I mean, 5 or 10 years ago, the man could have named a coordinator in
well,
a week
well,
or so.
I mean, I know nobody wants to hear this, but this is most younger coaches consider Saban to be in the late autumn of his career, and it's maybe not a great investment of time to go there for if I mean, you know, it's a short-term deal.
Right. I mean, he's got to get it right as well, too. So,
yeah.
My question is, Paul, I
besides, you don't even know who your quarterback's going to be, which makes it even more precarious.
True. Yeah, that's true. I mean, I thought, you know, he would have maybe accepted even a transfer, but it looks like he's going to roll with
Don't forget, Will, that's not done yet. After spring, there's another window opening, and you don't know which hotshot quarterback at some school says, you know what, I'm out of here. I don't like the way things are going.
True. Paul, I pay attention a lot to these mock drafts and everything, and after the top two quarterbacks, you know, Young and Stroud, it's kind of a toss-up, and I'm a Panthers fan, and I know you live in Charlotte, and we desperately need a quarterback, but, I mean, I've watched Will Levis for the past two or three years, and he's just got – I'm not going to say he wasn't protected from his offensive line, but his play – is went a little bit downhill.
Yeah, you know, no, I mean, I think right now you're looking at Will Levis, you're looking at Anthony Richardson, which to me is going to be one of the toughest decisions on the board because you really don't have a great sample.
Why not Hendon Hooker?
Well, I'm just telling you, I don't think he'll project high enough, but that could change.
Right. I know he's got an injury, but from what Pete Thamel's putting out, he should be ready to go come summer. But, I mean, you know I'm a Tennessee fan. I'm not trying to be a homer, but I've watched Hendon at Virginia Tech, and the past year or two at Tennessee just blew my mind with the stuff.
Well, the good news, Will, and you know this, is your new coach is a quarterback expert.
Right.
So I think that will make it an easier choice once we get closer to that. Hey, thanks for the call. We're up against a break. We have a lot to do as we roll on here on a Thursday afternoon. We hope you'll stick around.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's HIMS.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Pre-show Twitter question. What's your first sports memory? You can tweet us or give us a ring. Back to the calls, and Don is up next.
Hey, Paul. How you doing today?
Very well, Don.
I have a question. I was thinking about the Lady Vols, and when it became apparent that Pat wasn't going to coach maybe for one more year, was any full-time head coach interviewed, or was it just kind of going to be Holly's job no matter what?
Yeah, I mean, I think she, you know, since she took over in the transition, I don't think there was any debate that she would ultimately be the replacement.
I heard that Don Staley was interested.
I've never heard that. But, you know, even if she was, and I know that's it's easy to say now, I just think it was a natural progression. I'll ask Coach Staley the next time I see her. I have never heard that before. Matt is up next.
Hey, brother, how you doing, Mr. Paul Feinbaum? I guess this is to Jim, and that's the fourth question to ask you. Jim, you claim to be the future of this show? Okay, Jim, I don't lie about my age. I just got to mix with my sister. You're such a man, Jim. Why don't you show us what you look like? Why don't you tell us how old you are? You ain't a man, Jim. You're a decrepit has-been and a hack who can't be man enough to tell us some of that. I'm more of a man than you are, Jim. I run circles around you in the phone too, so bring it, Jim. I ain't afraid of you, man. And I got three questions I want to ask you, Paul. Who do you think was a better quarterback? Johnny Football or Tim Tebow when it came to arm strength and swinging that ball down the field? What do you think our record's going to be with a new offensive coordinator? And you think he'd get better defensively?
Yeah, well, I think Johnny probably had, maybe a more accurate arm strength. I've said this a couple of times in the offseason now. I'm really high on A&M this year.
So what do you think our record's going to be this year? 9-3, 10-2, 11-1?
I'd like to get through spring before I make that call, but I think it's going to be significantly better.
Okay.
I think there'll be a player. Let me put it that way. That's how far the program fell off the face of the earth. They went from being a national championship contender to now we're saying maybe there'll be a player, which means what? I don't know. Randy is up next in Alabama. Hello, Randy.
Hey, Paul, how's it going?
We are doing great. Thank you for calling.
All right. Yeah, what can you tell me about the Notre Dame offensive coordinator? Do you know a lot about him? I ain't heard much about it.
No. I mean, he's been there for a couple of years. He played at Notre Dame 10 years ago. He was on the Notre Dame team when Alabama beat them in the 12 national championship game. He does not have much of a reputation. He's considered a good coach, an up-and-coming coach, but by no means does he have a big reputation. But he's only 30 years old.
Yeah, has he got a connection to the Saban tree? Or?
No, none at all. He played for Brian Kelly, coached for Brian Kelly and Marcus Freeman this year. I think he may have coached somewhere else in the Big Ten briefly, to my knowledge, other than being on the opposite sidelines 10 years ago, there's no direct connection to Nick Saban. Let's check in with Bill, who is in Birmingham. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Paul. Hope you're well.
Thank you.
Two questions. Are the Alabamas, the Clemsons, the Ohio States, do those football teams have a limit as to how many players they can have?
Well, on the roster, are you talking about?
Yes. Yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a limit, but that's not including, I think, the walk-ons and people like that.
Okay. And when we have a game, a championship game like we had a couple of weeks ago, when the game is, so to speak, locked up, does the coach turn around to the coordinators and say, get everybody in for at least one play?
Not always. It's amazing how many times I've seen Alabama in particular, Bryce Young out there late into the game. In this case, Stetson Bennett was out of the game early because it was a 58-point differential, I think. And I think Kirby Smart wanted to make sure he got the proper recognition. But I think it's all by feel. I know some walk-ons. I know some third stringers who often are very frustrated when they don't get in even when the game is 4, 5, 6 touchdowns. There's really no rhyme or reason to it. Some coaches are better at that than others. I think Nick Saban is got the pro mentality that he keeps his starters in as long as he wants, maybe longer than they should. How about Alex next in Lansing, Michigan? Alex, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Paul Feinbaum. It's Alex.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Hey, I'm good. Hey, I just wanted to let you know that my uncle passed away.
Alex, when did that happen?
Back on Easter last year. past year, and I'm hoping for some prayers and thoughts.
Well, Alex, tell us a little bit more about your uncle.
He's been in the Navy for He's been in the Navy for over 33 years.
Oh my! What a tremendous contribution.
Yeah.
Was he stationed in various ports around the world, or where was he stationed?
He was stationed in Seattle, Washington.
Okay. That's a big.
I just wanted to let you guys know that I need some thoughts and prayers, so I'm hoping to get some thoughts.
Well, Alex,
and prayers.
Listen, thank you for sharing that with us, and I'm certain that many, many people watching and listening will think of you and your uncle at this very difficult time. You take care of yourself, and we will talk to you very soon. Thank you very much. Let's continue here with Dana in Tennessee. Hello, Dana.
How's it going, Mr. Feinbaum?
We are doing well, thank you.
Yeah, it's hard to follow Alex when I didn't know his uncle's name, but I'm sorry, Alex. But, okay. Can I ask you a question, Mr. Feinbaum?
Of course, absolutely.
Okay, NIL, I'm the quarterback, and you're my guard, right?
Okay.
And if you don't do your job, as quarterback, I can't do my job.
That is correct.
So you got two guards. I don't know. It's hard for me to wrap my mind around. It takes 11 men to play that game on one side of the ball, of course. And how is one more special than those two guards? Because you're not going to do it by yourself.
No, Dana, but I mean, I think it starts from the first time you play organized football, and you know, who's at the epicenter, who's calling the shots, it's the quarterback, and I think it's just something that becomes ingrained in the team structure that a quarterback, in spite of what everyone says that no man is better than the next, the quarterback is really more important, and I think you get used to it. Now, the key to me is the quarterback making sure that his linemen feel appreciated. I'll never forget.
Right.
There are great stories about various running backs, various quarterbacks in the NFL going out and buying lavish gifts for their linemen, whether cars or televisions or whatever, depending on the time. And I think that's the key, is make sure. And in college, I don't think it's any different. If you're Bryce Young and you're the first guy to make seven figures in NIL, you better make sure your linemen know. I'm not talking about tossing them a free candy bar. I'm talking about showing your appreciation in some other way. Thank you for the call. We head to the break. More of your phone calls right after this.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back. John is up next in Indiana. Hello, John.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
We are doing
Paul,
great.
If this is a big if Tommy Rees leaves Notre Dame and goes to Alabama, and then, of course, Notre Dame would have to have a new offensive coordinator, do you think Dan Mullen would take that job? I know it's an if, but do you think he would take that job if Rees left?
No, I don't. I don't think Dan Mullen currently wants to coach. I think he is still collecting money from Florida. He's on ESPN, and I think if Dan wanted to coach, I mean, he could have had a lot of other jobs right now.
Okay, well, thank you. I know he's a good offensive coordinator. I was just wondering if he got the itch to be back in it.
I mean, that usually happens once the money runs out. I mean, right now he's still collecting, what, $18 million. It's amazing what that kind of money will do to your desire to go to work every day. Let's check out Melissa in Indianapolis. Hey, Melissa.
Hey, how are you doing?
We are doing well. Thank you for calling.
Got a couple questions for you. You know I'm a UK fan. Talked to you before. My dad had Memorial Coliseum tickets.
Oh, wow.
We've been in rep since. We have the same kind of tickets in rep right now. I got a couple things to go with you. The Cats, Kentucky.
Yeah.
They go two steps forward and they go two steps backwards. Does that make sense to you?
Well, no, but I think what you're seeing is this team trying to find itself. And I thought the win the other night at Ole Miss was impressive. I think for the most part, they've made a really nice comeback. The Kansas game clearly went south on them. But I think John Calipari's done a pretty good job of stopping the bleeding and moving this team to a position where at least it has a chance now.
Do you really believe that? Wow.
I'm a Cal believer, and by the way, I could be blinded by the blue sun. Let me do some self evaluation here. Maybe Melissa, I want to believe it, but if you take the Kansas game out of the equation, the last two weeks have been pretty impressive.
Well, yes, they were.
Remember something about the Kansas game, though. They were playing a team that was more desperate than they were. Kansas literally had
three losses.
And then Kansas came back and beat K-State the other night. So that's a much better team that I think they were given credit for. Having said that, you better beat teams like Kansas. I don't know Kentucky's schedule off the top of my head, but I think they've navigated a couple of pretty bad landmines so far. Now, they play Florida this weekend. Where's that game?
That's home.
So, I mean, that's a home game. So, I think what you have to worry about is a little bit later in the season. But right now, I'm a buyer on the Wildcats here. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's check out Lester in Savannah.
How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
How you doing? I'm doing fine.
Good.
What do you think about Todd Monken leaving Georgia? You think if he leaves Georgia, it's going to take a step back, won't it?
Well, listen, Lester, being a coordinator in the NFL is not exactly a bad job. It pays well. You're on a big stage. And, yeah, I don't know what his mindset is. I mean, he had that job previously. He obviously would like to be a head coach at some place. It's just a matter of where he wants to be a head coach. But I would ask you in response, what else can he prove at Georgia?
Well, it'd be nice if he could win a film for the three, I think, and win three in a row.
Yeah, it would. But I don't know. I wouldn't be in a hurry to leave. But, you know, the NFL is a little better lifestyle. You're not begging kids constantly to come to your school, to stay at your school. You work with grown men and who are not holding you hostage. If they don't play well, you get rid of them, and if they do play well, somebody else pays them.
Yeah, and now this is the last championship they won. I always felt that this should have been their fifth one because. You know, you remember the one that got away with when Mark Griffin was coaching? They were down at the goal line and couldn't get in. If he gets that, they get that score. If they score, I think Mark Griffin's resume is a little bit better.
Yeah, no, I think you're 100% right. If Georgia had held on against Alabama in 2012, they would have won the national championship because they would have faced Tommy.
Notre Dame.
They would have faced Brian Kelly's Notre Dame team with Tommy Rees. That was for the national championship, that game.
Yeah. Well, Georgia marched up and down the field on them.
But on the other hand, the game against Alabama, I mean, you can't be a revisionist. I mean, Georgia should have put that game away. That Georgia had a really good shot at that game. Hey, thanks so much for the call. Sean is up next in Georgia. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Paul. Appreciate you having me on your show.
Thank you.
I know we're coming up on a break, so I'll be brief. But I was listening to Canty and Carlin this morning filling in for Greeny, and they were talking about it's the first Super Bowl with two black quarterbacks facing off against each other with Mahomes and Jalen. And it got me thinking. I'm looking at the mock draft coming up this year. And, you know, you've got Bryce Young and Anthony Richardson up there, which is good to see. But you have a guy like Will Levis up there above someone like Hendon Hooker, who Hendon Hooker was the Heisman favorite by far before he got injured. And I'm seeing him as a day three
grade. Yeah, but Sean, let me remind you, and I don't know how these NFL scouts think, but they don't look at it the same way that college football fans do. They simply look at, a lot of times they look at the physique, the height, the ability. And I am not enough of a draft nick to understand what they don't like about Hendon Hooker. I would agree with you. I mean, I thought he was absolutely sensational last year. We'll take a break. Ross Dellinger will join us next. We can't wait to check in with him in mere moments.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.